I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Most of Juneau relies on the Mendenhall Wastewater Treatment Plant to process sewage. But the facility has struggled in recent years to keep the treated water it pipes into the Mendenhall River clean enough for environmental regulators. City-hired wastewater experts figured out some of the problems, but one mystery is why a system that serves roughly 20,000 people is producing sewage they'd expect from about 50,000. If those ducks could read the sign up on the riverbank, they'd know they're swimming around in water straight from Juneau's biggest sewage treatment plant. Before they flew off, the ducks were doing laps near a big pipe that juts into the Mendenhall River near the beginning of the popular Airport Dyke Trail.
I would not let my dog play in that water.
That's Guy Archibald, a wastewater expert and staff scientist with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The Mendenhall Wastewater Treatment Plant doesn't consistently stay within its permitted limits for several regulated pollutants it puts into the river. The one that's a direct concern for people's health is a bacteria called fecal coliform.
Fecal coliform, in and of itself, can cause illness. But the fecal coliform test is actually, they call it an indicator organism.
Meaning, if there's fecal coliform in the water, that's a strong indication that other, more harmful bacteria and viruses are too. On one day in December 2018, the plant discharged water 156 times over its permitted fecal coliform limit. Archibald says he isn't necessarily worried his dog would get sick. Our canine companions are pretty resilient to stomach bugs that harm people.
But again, that dog comes out and then jumps in the back seat of your car, maybe next to where you have your child strapped down in the car seat, you know.
Fortunately, public health officials have not tied any outbreaks of illnesses in Juneau over the last several years to what's coming out of that pipe. A city wastewater official says that discharge violation, and less extreme ones, occurred when the plant was in an upset. That could mean the amount of sewage coming into the plant ramped up abruptly. If there's too much, too fast, the plant has to spend less time treating wastewater that comes into it. Or it could mean a slug of especially nasty sewage hit the plant. Fats, oils, and greases, medical waste, chemicals, food waste, even beer when something goes wrong at the Alaskan Brewing Company. More on that later. That stuff can disrupt the balance conditions the helpful microbes at the plant need to grow and consume the sewage quickly. Ryan Hossman is a senior wastewater operator, and he's pretty into his job. During a tour of the plant, he says he got into the field about 10 years ago.
I was a manager of Pizza Hut. Somebody asked me the question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And it really hit me, and I was like, wow, not doing this.
At a lab on site, he preps a slide with a few drops of cloudy, partially treated sewage.
I'm going to go ahead and stir this up here so we can get a representative sample for our microbiology.
Under the microscope, he identifies helpful and harmful single-celled organisms squiggling around.
So you can see some of the ciliates crawling around here. And then here's rod-shaped bacteria right here kind of swimming around. So right here we see a Limicola strand, and those are one of the undesirable microorganisms that we...
Spot checks like this really happen daily. From a catwalk overlooking some of the treatment basins, he says...
We're basically just no other than bug farmers, right? I mean, because there's hundreds of different types of microorganisms down there, and we want to just try to select a small group of them.
City-hired wastewater experts with Tetra Tech identified some issues with regular operations of the plant that contributed to discharge violations. For example, the ultraviolet lights that disinfect the outgoing water need to be cleaned and changed more often.
There's about 576 bulbs in this channel, so there's a lot of lights.
Tetra Tech also found a big-picture problem on the other end of the pipes. Juneau's putting more than twice the organic matter down the drain than expected from the population served. It's too much for the plant, and it isn't entirely clear why there's so much. The expert's best guess is industrial users. Alaskan Brewing Company is one known source of shock loads. Jeff Larson is a co-founder of the brewery. The brewery is one of the city's biggest water and wastewater customers. He says the brewing company is committed to working in good faith with the city's utilities.
From the very beginning, we established a rapport, so to speak, to be able to make sure that one of the most vital parts of our infrastructure, that service that we have to have, which is water and wastewater treatment, could be provided most efficiently by the city.
That's part of why the brewery is in the Lemon Creek area, to be physically close to the wastewater treatment plant. Larson says if things go awry at the brewery, they'll call the treatment plant and give the operators a heads up. For example, he says a valve failed on a tank a few years ago that sent a slug of beer gushing down the drain. Larson says the brewery also installed surge tanks to make its discharges more consistent and easier to treat, and they separate and dispose of some of the solids in their wastewater before it goes down the drain.
Again, that comes from the dialogue of what do you need from us? What can we do to help?
But overall, the wastewater experts say oversight of industrial users in Juneau is deficient. Tetra Tech named only two other known significant users, Capital Disposal Landfill, and Bartlett Regional Hospital. There are likely more in the plant's service area, putting tough-to-treat waste down the drain. But the last time the city put together a complete list was in 2002. The city has promised the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation that it'll have a fresh industrial user survey done by the end of May. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.